We'd like this morning to consider Jacob's son Dan, and firstly to see Dan's birth. And we can read of this in Genesis chapter 30 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 30 and verse 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, "Give me children, or else I die." And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in God's stead, who have withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?" And she said, "Behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her." And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, "God have judged me, and have also heard my voice, and have given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan." And the meaning of the name Dan is judge, because Rachel said, God have judged me. And so she called Jacob's and Bilhah's son name Dan. So Dan is Bilhah's son by birth, but Rachel's surrogate son, as Rachel claimed him as her own. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 reads, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." And in these verses we see that Jacob is an heir of the promise of a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And that Dan, being a son and an heir of Jacob, could share in this promise. And Revelation 21 and 1 introduces this city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And it states, John speaking, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And in these verses, we can see the privilege of the great promise given to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise, the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. In Genesis chapter 32, where Jacob is fleeing from Laban, his father-in-law, along with Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, Zilpah and their 11 sons, and Jacob and Leah's daughter Dinah, and all their flocks of sheep and goats and the rest of their animals, to go on to Esau from fleeing from Laban, Jacob's father-in-law. Esau, Jacob's brother, they're fleeing to him, and Jacob has sent all ahead of him in separate droves with each drove having a present for Esau, as Jacob was afraid of Esau and wanted to appease Esau with the presents because of Jacob having tricked Esau out of his birthright and blessing. And in verse 24, we find that Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince has thy power with God and with men, and has prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And the word Peniel means the face of God. And in these verses we see that when Jacob, which names mean supplanter, wrestled with God, and he asked God for a blessing, and God changes Jacob's name from supplanter to Israel, which means God rules. Then in Genesis chapter 49, where Jacob is dying and is blessing his sons before his death, we read of his sons Dan's blessing in verse 16, which reads, "Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heel, so his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord." In verse 16 we see that Jacob prophesies that Dan, whose name means judge, shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. And in Numbers chapter 1 verse 38, we read that when Moses numbered the tribes of Israel, of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 72,700. And again in these verses we see that when Moses numbered the fighting men of the tribe of Dan, that they numbered 62,700 fighting men, not including the young men and the old men, plus the women and children. And so we see that Dan became a large tribe and one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And Jacob's prophecy was fulfilled. And then in Numbers chapter 2 verse 25 we read that the standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captains of the children shall be Ahazer, the son of Amishadai. And in this verse we see that Abiezer, who names means brother of help, is the captain and ruler of the tribe of Dan. Then in Judges chapter 13 verse 2 we read that, "And there was a certain man of Sora, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing, for thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." And in verse 24, and the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move in him at times in the camp of Dan between Zora and Eshtol. And in Judges chapter 16, verse 19, we read that, and she, that is Delilah, made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. For they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my 2 eyes. And Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his lifetime. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zora and Eshtol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he, Samson, judged Israel 20 years. In verse 5 we read that the angel of the Lord said unto Samson's mother that Samson would begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. And then in verse 31 we read that Samson judged Israel 20 years. Then in Samson we see the fulfillment of Jacob's prophecy to his son Dan. When Jacob was dying, when he blessed Dan, saying, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribe of Israel. And Samson, a Danite, not only judged and ruled the tribe of Dan, but he also judged and ruled Israel for 20 years. And in verse 30, where we read that the dead which Samson slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. And in verse 27, which reads that now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. In his death, Samson slew more than 3,000 who were on the roof. But how many more were in the building? And these were more than he slew during his lifetime. But notice that the verse states that now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. All the lords of the Philistines were there. How many individual battles would Samson have had to have won, fought and won, to slay all the lords of the Philistines, all their rulers, Then after Samson brought down the house of Dagon upon all the lords and rulers of the Philistines, then the Philistines' army must have been in disarray. Think what might have happened in the Second World War if Hitler had been able to bomb and kill Winston Churchill along with all his war cabinet. Would Hitler have won the Battle of Britain and maybe even the war? So Samson in his death had a great victory over the Philistines. And with Samson's death, we see the high water mark of Dan's history. For in Judges chapter 18 and verse 11, we read that, "And there went from thence of the family of the Danites out of Zorah and out of Estol 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kiriath-Jearim in Judah, wherefore they called that place Maaneh Dan," meaning the camp of Dan unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kiriath-Jearim. "And they passed thence unto Mount Ephraim and came unto the house of Micah. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Laish and said unto their brethren, 'Do ye know that there is in these houses an ephod and a teraphim and a graven image and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do.' And they took the things which Micah had made and the priest which he had, and came unto Laish, unto a people that were quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lay by Beth Rehob, and they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit, the name of the city was at the first Laish. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set up Micah's graven image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh." In these verses we read about the decline of the tribe of Dan. First of all, they did not want to worship God at Shiloh and then at the temple at Jerusalem. So they set up Micah's graven image and appointed their own priests, Jonathan the son of Manasseh and his sons, contrary to the commandment of God in Joshua 18 and 1. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. Then in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 and verse 22, "Then David said to Oren, 'Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar there unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people.' So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offerings. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into his sheath thereof." And in verse 22, then David said, or sorry, chapter 22, "And David said, 'This is the house of the Lord God.'" And verse 6, "Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel." And chapter 28 and 20, "And David said to Solomon his son, 'Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear no man, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee, and he will not fail thee. nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God, and there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man for any manner of service. Also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment. And chapter 28 and verse 11, then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the house thereof, and of the treasures thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and for the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of the service in the house of the Lord. And in all these verses, we see that the Lord chose the threshing floor of Ornan, which is in Jerusalem, as the place to build the temple, and that by the Holy Spirit, the Lord gave David the pattern of the buildings, of all its contents, and the order of worship, the priests, the sons of Aaron, and their assistants, the sons of Levi. Every aspect of the build and worship of the temple was designed by God, and no design of man included, as man had but to follow the pattern which God gave through his servant David. Then in Revelation chapter 7 verse 2 we read, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. Of the tribe of Judah, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin were sealed 12,000. On Revelation chapter 14, verse 1, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. In these verses we see that the 144,000 consist of 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, and each of them were sealed in their foreheads, and that the Lord's name and his father's name was written in their foreheads, and that they sing a new song before the throne, and it's their song. And the four beasts and the elders, and no man can learn this song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth, and that they follow the Lord wherever he goes. Have you noticed that in the list of the 12 tribes of Israel, from which 12,000 of each tribe were sealed, that the tribe of Dan were excluded? Uh-huh. and that they were replaced by Manasseh, who was the eldest son of Joseph. So that Dan missed this blessing of being with the Lord wherever the Lord goes, and no new song for Dan. And then in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On each 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. In these verses we see that the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, and that this city has 12 gates, with the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel written thereon, could be 12 names written on each gate, or one of the names written on one gate each of the 12 gates. And given that the last list of the names of the tribes of the children of Israel excluded Dan, we wonder, has Dan lost out again in the blessings, in the reward of having his name on one of these gates of the New Jerusalem? We have read this morning Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9, which states that by faith Abraham sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And we saw from Revelation that this city is the New Jerusalem coming down from God in heaven. Then we, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, by faith are also looking for that city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God, that great city, the Holy Jerusalem. By faith Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And we, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, are also sojourners, dwelling in a strange country. And like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we are heirs of promise, as Romans 8 and 14 states, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Galatians 3 and 20, and if ye be Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. And in these verses we can see that we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are also heirs with Abraham according to the promise. Then Romans 14 and verse 10 states that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. And given that Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17 states that their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. And from these verses we see that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And as Hebrews 10:11 states, that their sins and iniquities will I remember no more, we see that this judgment is not about our sins, for our sins have all been forgiven, because the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sin and all our unrighteousness. When we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it is our works that are to be judged, as we read in 1 Corinthians 3:11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. If our works are acts of wood, hay, and stubble, then they will be burned up in the Lord's judgment. If our works are of wood, hay, and stubble, then they will be burned up in the Lord's judgment of them. We will be saved, but our works will have not survived the fire, and we will enter into eternity with the loss of reward. But then, if our works are of gold, silver, and precious stones, we will enter eternity with a reward. And Peter, speaking on the same subject in 2 Peter 1:5, states that, and beside this, that is, having been saved, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. In these verses we see that, like Paul, Peter exhorts us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And if we do, we will have an abundant entrance into the eternal kingdom, the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Paul says, enter in with rewards. Peter says, enter in abundantly. And he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. In verse 10, Peter states, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Peter is saying here that although we have heard all this before, that he will not be negligent to put us all in remembrance of these things. And in verse 13, Peter states, yeah, I think it fitting, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Peter is saying that as long as he is alive, he will stir us up by putting us in remembrance of these things. And though Peter has gone to be with the Lord these past 2,000 years, through the reading of this epistle, Peter continues to stir us up by putting us in remembrance of these things. So then we ask, are we stirred up this morning? And as we have studied Dan this morning, that being one of the 12 tribes in Israel and an heir with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob of the promise of the eternal city, New Jerusalem, whose builder and maker is God, that Dan backslid in the matter of worship on Micah's graven image and lost a reward of being included in the 144,000 who have God the Son and God the Father's names written on their foreheads and who follow the Lord wherever he goes. And is Dan's name missing from the 12 gates of the holy city, New Jerusalem? Dan's history is written and cannot be changed. He has lost a reward. But we are alive today and are still writing our own history. So then if we need to change our ways, we shall have opportunity. We still have opportunity to do so before we find ourselves at the judgment seat of Christ. But said again, we are alive today and we are still writing our own history. So then if we need to change our ways, we still have opportunity to do so before we find ourselves at the judgment seat of Christ when it will be too late. The Lord says, be ye holy as I am holy. The more holy we become like the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we're set free from sin and the more we add to our faith these great and precious promises. And Peter states in 2 Peter 2 and verse 10 that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy living and godliness? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy living and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Where Peter says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, and here Peter states again, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Then 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Jordy, would you close in prayer, please?
So we thank you this morning, Father, for undertaking for Sam, because if you don't undertake for him, Sam, or if you don't undertake for him, Lord, then he has a problem. So we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for him this morning. And we pray, Lord, indeed, as we leave this place this morning and head to our homes, that you'll take us to your homes and safely. And God willing, Lord, you'll bring us all back tonight for the gospel. Mm-hmm. And we pray for our brother Howard. she travels up tonight for to take the gospel. So we ask all these graves, giving these thanks, honour and praise only and in and through that name, and that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, George.